believe in the boogeyman?
What do you get when you lock a group of fanboys in a room with a mic besides screaming and begging for mercy? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, this is The Real Press Start with your host, Poltergeist Pete, the Werewolf Ditch, and Gargoyle. So sit down, stop crying, load up, log in, and try to survive. Welcome to the Peter and Al podcast. Oh yeah, it's time to put those Peters out and put those headphones in because you're here with your host, Pistol Pete Jr. and the infamous GZ Weezy, a.k.a. Not on time.
A.k.a. I didn't see the text.
A.k.a. I was ready, but not ready.
So what's up, man? We're doing a remote show. We're a little late this week, but we're getting it done. Getting her done. So before we start, I got to tell you about this. I was playing Call of Duty, and I had a Jamaican squad. It was like three Jamaican dudes on the fucking line with me, and it was the best game I've ever played. These dudes were like, "Bum McClut, oh, the INI is dead," and dude, I was fucking dying the whole time. It was amazing.
That was on that was in the beta, or you were playing Modern Warfare 2?
Modern Warfare 2.
Two. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was fucking awesome though. Like, I was just like, "What the fuck?" dudes were going off. But shit had me dying. So the beta, speaking of the beta, just went down.
Uh huh.
And we had a chance to jump on. Had you played longer before I?
Yeah, so I made it to level 20. I don't know if you noticed that.
I didn't.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I made it to the level cap for that weekend of the beta.
Okay.
And for the most part, I think everything's an improvement from the last game. I think there's like any game, there's just guns that are too overtuned and need to be dropped down a couple pegs.
Yeah.
Like the UMP or Striker, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
In particular, I don't know about the other guns yet because that gun's just so fucking strong.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You had more to say. I was just going to ask about maps.
Well, it's hard to say about maps because all the maps are they're all just reprisals, right?
Yeah, all the ones. It was only three of them, right? That they showed.
Three of them, yeah. And then the next one next weekend, or I guess tomorrow. I heard it's coming.
Yeah, so it says starts in one day.
Yeah, so tomorrow they're adding High Rise, and
that's another reason.
Yeah. Exactly. So. I don't know about. I haven't looked into it much. This Call of Duty hasn't been on my radar, so to speak. But everything I've seen as far as maps go, they've all been just reprisal maps, and that's been like a kind of a pain point for some people and kind of a selling point for others.
Yeah,
that's really it. I think the guns feel better. The fun guns feel good. I like that the slide cancel's kind of there. It's not there in the sense of using it for movement, but it is for like gunfights, which I like.
Yeah. Have you tried the tactical view or whatever they call it?
No, I haven't like used it, but when I slide, it goes into it, which I'll use it then. But like I've slid and shot people hit fire, but I haven't like just used it and try to hit fire people with that thing.
Yeah, I've used it a couple times. I kind of enjoyed it. It was different. It made it a lot like it takes a little bit to get used to, especially like if you're gonna try to swap back and forth. I feel like in Favala I used it more, mm-hmm. and in Favala and in what was the other map? What was the other two maps? Slum,
Rust and what's it called? Estate.
No, they called it something else. They called it fuck. What do they call it? Skid Row.
Skid Row. There, yeah, that too.
Yeah. So I didn't use it in any of the maps. I only used it in Favela, and and it was good in Favela. Like it worked out, like because it's kind of like a mix between. It's not quite Hipfire, but it's not quite ADS. So it's faster. It's just not as accurate, but it's more accurate than just Hipfire. So I did kind of like it. I thought it was cool. Like it's good for like when you're, because you know with Villa you're running inside and you're running outside and you're running inside. So if, like if I was inside, I would go to tactical. Then if I was outside, I would go back to the regular view.
Back to regular. Okay.
Yeah. So it kind of helped because like it was like it gives you that fast. Like it's like it snaps up. So it's like almost immediate. There's like very little lag in between for it to ADS with it. So like I feel like it was a cool improvement. I'll see maybe if I don't, you know, I could see more using it more with shotguns.
Yeah, I think I heard something about that too, but also heard there's probably some good utility for it and with like an AR or SMG too.
Yeah, no, I can definitely. I mean, like I said, like with the close quarters, like if you're running through a building and you know you have it in the tactical view, it's easy to just throw it up there and
right.
So and like you know like especially like if you're in an AR and inside of a building like you come around a corner and someone's right there in front of you, like you know 9 times out of 10 you're not gonna get the shot off because they have they're like you know depending if they have like say they have an SMG or a shotgun or something lighter,
right?
What was I gonna say? There was something else I was gonna say on that account though, and I can't remember what now.
For me, it's kind of hard to. Give like a real good get a real good feel of how it plays because there is no there's no ghost available yet and there's no dead silence.
Yeah.
I know dead silence is going to be available this weekend because you can get to like level 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that unlocks at 28. But I didn't pay attention to ghosts or whatever their version of ghost is in there.
Yeah. Something else I like. I like the movement. I feel like the movement was better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like less. It feels more arcadey, which is what I consider more COD-like.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the CODs lately have just been like getting more and more like your character feels heavy.
Yeah, yeah. And it definitely felt like a lighter. Like, yeah, it felt good. It mm-hmm. felt more fluid. It felt a lot faster.
Yeah,
which was cool. Like playing, going back to Modern Warfare 2, I was like, shit. It took me. There was an adjustment period for me.
Oh really?
Yeah. So I was just playing a little while ago, and yeah, there was like an adjustment period for me where I was like, oh shit! Like I felt like everything felt slower. It took me a second to get used to it again.
Mm.
And then you know I was doing pretty good. That guy called me a hacker. So.
Oh yeah. I was surprised. Normally it's the other way around. Nobody called me on any shit.
Right? That's funny. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not to your level yet, but I mean, I've gotten better.
You're not even close, buddy.
I'm not. Close. I know. No, not even. Not even a little. But I still did pretty good. I'm not gonna say I didn't. What was I going to say? But yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I thought I'm looking forward to it, and I want to see how the whole like everything changes over like carries forward. Mm-hmm. I want to see how that's going to work out.
Yeah, we'll see. Last time with just the Warzone with all the games, they try to integrate it. And it's always a mess. So let's see how much guests are going to make it this time.
Yeah, I'm curious. But yeah, I mean, I felt like overall, I think it was cool. I had a good time with it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna jump on. I think I only made it to 8.
Yeah, you're pretty low. I'm assuming you played like 2 or 3 games.
I literally only played like 4 games. I think it was. Mm-hmm. No, let me see. Because I played 2 games of. So I played like 6 games. That was it. 6 games total.
Oh, okay. Oh, the ground war is pretty busted, though.
Is it?
I played one game, and there was already like people. There's like people in like several parts of the map, like slipping underneath, like shit.
Oh shit!
And yeah, it's pretty much
that's
pretty bad.
That's not fun. That's never fun. I feel like, I was gonna play fucking. I was gonna play the ground war, but I was like something. I was like, not really my thing, you know. So I didn't jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
I like ground war's cool because I don't even play ground war on Modern Warfare 2. And like I've played it a couple times, but again, like that's like I feel like more that's more teamwork based. And like unless I got like you and Miguel or Brian, you know, I'm not really gonna jump on it.
So. And most of the time, it's not really team. It's not as team based as you think.
Like, no.
Yeah, just people usually go to ground war so they can like get as like just high kill games.
Oh, okay, okay.
For people who can't do high kill games in normal
multiplayer. Yeah. Dude, speaking of high kill games, I was just playing a little while ago, like while I was waiting, and I thought I did pretty decent. I did 16 and 8.
Uh-huh.
So you know that's pretty decent, right? You know, 2 kills for every death. And then the guy above me, I thought I was on the top of my team. The guy above me did 24 and 2. I was like, fuck you, guy. I felt really good about myself. And now all of a sudden I don't feel so good about myself. That actually happened to me at work. So you know, I've been at the gym. I've been eating a little healthier. I've been losing a little weight. And I've been feeling good about myself, right?
Uh-huh.
And I had to pull up some camera footage for something. And I see myself on camera. I'm like, man, I haven't done shit. Because, you know, from those cameras, you see yourself at angles you don't normally see yourself at. Like, I'm seeing myself from behind moving around and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I got a lot of work to do still.
I look terrible.
Yep.
That's how I feel whenever I see a picture of myself. I'm like,
I feel like with you, you got to look at where you came from.
Yeah.
To where you're at now. Cause you've come a long way with your fitness. You do look a lot better.
Yeah. It's hard to, I don't even remember it anymore. I feel like that's the main thing. It's just, what I'm at now is just what I feel like I never.
Yeah, that's my new.
I don't remember being 300 pounds.
Yeah, I'm gonna share that cuddle you so hard.
No, don't
picture. Oh man, so I got some stories. I do have some stories. Let me see here. A lot of DC news. Did they have like an event or something that went down because fucking
I don't know. I don't think so.
That or a leak or something. James Gunn has confirmed there are 3 actors returning to the Gunniverse or whatever they're calling it now. And those actors are Cholo or Zolo or whatever his name is. The Blue Beetle.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Viola Davis,
okay,
as Amanda Waller, and John Cena
as Peacemaker.
Yes, so those three are guaranteed to come back.
You're saying for James Gunn's official universe?
Yes.
Okay.
So and then but then on top of that, where'd that other one go? Let me see here, because they were all over the place. Oh, here it is. So on top of that, though, apparently all the DCEU Justice League actors have been recast for the new James Gunn DC universe. The big rumor floating around right now is that Jason Momoa is going to be recast as Lobo for Superman Legacy. Which, he should have played Lobo in the first place.
Jason Momoa, yeah.
Yeah, he should have played Lobo in the first place. Like, that would have been asked. He's like, all they do, just paint him white and he's Lobo. That's it. He's already Lobo.
Yeah. who would we have as Aquaman? Who's going to be gay Aquaman?
Oh, shit. Who could be Aquaman right now? I feel like Liam Hemsworth could be Aquaman.
yeah. Liam Hemsworth.
Could you imagine you got Chris in the MCU and you got Liam Hemsworth in the fucking DCEU?
Fucking Liam Hemsworth is going to be Superman. He's taking all of Henry Cavill's jobs.
Right? Oh shit! Now they're gonna have Liam Hemsworth. He's gonna play Superman, and then fucking they're gonna bring Miley Cyrus in as like in Lois Lane.
Yeah, coming in like Wrecking Ball,
bringing his ex. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what James Gunn's gonna do with it, because I mean, the Suicide Squad movie and fucking Peacemaker were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he's done for DC so far, right?
Wait, who? James.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Peacemaker and Suicide Squad, yeah.
And Suicide Squad, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I mean he's killing it though. So those two are amazing. I mean, obviously all three Guardians movies are fucking classics. So I mean, the man knows what he's doing when it comes to comic book movies.
Yeah, seriously.
Let me see here. There was something else. So no, Jason Momoa. I got something else with Jason Momoa and Aquaman. So apparently, Jason Momoa was basically drunk on set every day.
It doesn't surprise me, but something tells me he's a functional drunk and not a belligerent.
Yeah, no, I believe that. Apparently there was a lot of drama between him and Amber Heard. Like, he was just talking shit, trying to get her fired from the set all the time. He was legit dressing like Johnny Depp with all the rings and the jewelry and doing like, legit just dressing like Johnny Depp. So
yeah, well, that doesn't make sense.
I just feel like the more I hear about it now, the more it wasn't like he wasn't trying to trick her like he was Johnny Depp, like showing up to set. He was more just like, I'm being a dick.
Yeah, he's egging her on. Like,
yeah, that's what he was.
He thought he was trying to trick her, like, oh, maybe she'll.
No, I know that's not what I thought, but that's like the first article I read and the first headline I read. That's what it seemed like. Like he was just showing. Remember, that's why I said like last week. I was like, I gained some respect for Jason Momoa, but then I also lost him because I figured like he's just so dumb that like she's gonna see him dressed as Johnny Depp and be like, oh shit, it's Johnny Depp. Get out of here. And like I just pictured him just like, she's gonna think I'm Johnny Depp. You know what I mean?
I'm uncannily, it's uncanny how similar I am.
That's what I pictured. I just pictured him dressing and like just giggling to himself that he's gonna make her think he's Johnny Depp kind of thing. But yeah, no. Because the first article, that's what it made it seem like. It just made it seem like he was just showing up to set dressed like Johnny Depp to freak her out.
Yeah.
But it was like, it's more like he was trying to piss her off, like not. Because like, I think that's the way it was worded was to freak her out. So it made it seem like he was trying to make her think, oh shit, Johnny Depp's here. Let me get out of here. Kind of thing. Or like, what drama's going to happen? Let me go back. All right, now we talked about that. Did you see, okay, go back to Call of Duty really quick. Did you see this whole aftermarket parts gun system?
No.
So apparently there's going to be aftermarket parts that you can purchase that will modify the guns in ways that we've never seen before.
But purchase as in like microtransactions or
they haven't said anything further on what it actually is, but that's what it sounds like, because like the way they're calling them aftermarket parts.
Uh-huh.
it sounds like, yeah, they're just going to be, they're going to be selling you extra parts. Like, so like, oh, you want this. But see, that would be kind of dumb because then it would become like, it'd be pay to win.
Yeah. If that's, if it's actually microtransactions, yeah, it's going to be a big issue.
Yeah, because then it'd be super like,
if it's like game changing stuff.
Yeah. Because the way they're wording it is, it's going to change gameplay in ways we've never seen.
I doubt it's in ways we've never seen. That's that's a little yeah. too grand for them to be saying. But I bet it's like, you know, iron sights look better on this gun or something. Or
maybe they'll do like the night sights where the tips glow in the dark, give you a little bit better of a sight yeah. picture. Something like that, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
That wouldn't be so bad. I do. What do you? How do you feel about the prick system? The way it's like the gloves, the boots.
I like it. I mean, they could just use perks and call them that. It's not like they're not doing anything different. They're just saying, you know, like lightweight is just. Your fucking lightweight vest.
That's true.
Engineer is just a vest, and overkill is a vest.
Yeah.
Like they're not doing anything crazy with the stuff. They're just the perks, but they're just renaming them as these are boots, these are gloves, and these are vests.
Yeah. I do like the fact that Ghost doesn't work unless you're moving.
Oh, that's how it always is.
Is it?
In most games, yeah.
Huh. I wasn't aware of that. I always just assumed that my camping skills were on point.
No, for a long time, ever since, I think the first time they ever put that in was Black Ops 2. Hmm. And you had to move around for Ghost, for you to not be on radar with Ghost.
Oh, maybe they just never had it in the description before?
No, I think they have. Maybe.
Oh, okay. I don't know, because I know it's on the description now. It just says high zoom from enemy radar. And I forget exactly what it says the high zoom from.
Yeah. But they've had like different varying like strengths before. Like I think before like you could only be sprinting. And radar. Or sometimes it would just have to be like walking, and then in Black Ops 2 when it first came out, like you could just be walking from corner to corner in a room, right?
And yeah, you'd be good.
You're off radar.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's funny is speaking of camping though, there was a guy I was playing, and I think it was just in like his way of just, you know, everyone gets pissed off when they die, right? Like me, I always say bullshit when I die.
Yeah.
Like, anytime I think, bah, fucking bullshit. That's, you know, that's when I die.
Yeah.
This guy, like, I had literally hunted him down. Like, I got an execution on him, and I had been walking behind him. Like, he was like creepy. He was going down a hallway, like crouched, and I was just behind him with
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay. I got a call. It was weird. But yeah, I was creeping behind the guy with dead silence and that execution. Fucking camper. And I was like, okay, whatever. I don't have my mic on, so just whatever. I didn't answer. So I'm running around the map and I come across him again. And this time I'm sprinting right at him and I hit him with the shotgun. Fucking camper.
Yeah.
I was sprinting.
How are you killing me when I'm sitting here in this room?
Yeah.
And you're just running straight at me.
Yeah, it's like, I'm running right at you. Like, why didn't you shoot me? but yeah, like that was just his thing. It was fucking camper. Fucking camper. let me see here. I got some more stories. Yeah,
what other topics we got?
Did you see these Adidas Spider-Man 2 inspired Spider-Man Advanced suit and Venom shoes?
I think I have.
They're red Adidas running shoes. They're like the I forget which ones they are. Shit. They're like the ones that are like they're like a mesh. They're like a spandex with the plastic on the sides. But they're red with the blue trim. They're all red with the white with the white lines, blue trim, and the bottom, the sole is black, and it kind of looks like the venom is creeping up the side. It looks fucking badass. And I want some. I'm gonna try to get them.
Yeah, with those are always super cool. But it's like, but for me, I'm always like, when am I gonna wear these?
Oh, I would wear them all the time.
I don't have clothes that like go with like a red and blue shoe like that.
I mean, nor do I. But I would wear the fuck out of them. You could wear them with some all black. I think that would look dope. They're the ultra. They're the Ultra Max 4D. Uh-huh. That's what they are. But oh, I think they look so badass. So, I can't wait. I'm gonna try to get them.
All right.
Let me see here.
Oh, I finished Miles Morales.
Oh, what'd you think?
Yeah, it was good.
Right?
I think a lot of games should be that short.
You know what? I agree. I mean, I feel like it was enough gameplay, enough story. It was just like this perfect like bite of a game.
Yeah.
But I also think if the first Spider-Man wasn't so long, Miles wouldn't have been long enough. If that makes sense.
I guess so. You're saying like if the first Spider-Man wasn't as, so if it wasn't as long, shorter, you think if they put out Miles as short as it is now, people would kind of be like, it's not worth it or what?
Yeah, I would feel like the people would say like it's not long enough or it's not enough of a game. It's,
yeah,
you know. I know I really enjoyed Miles though, because like I feel like the thing is I played it because Miles came out what, a year after Spider-Man?
No, longer.
Was it longer?
It came out when PS5 came out. Spider-Man was 2018, was it?
Damn, I feel like, I don't know why I feel like I finished Spider-Man and then played Miles. But yeah, I guess you're right. Huh. Because I feel like I was still riding that Spider-Man wave when I played Miles, so I was still so hyped off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going to ask, like, because like with you, like you had like, because when was the last time you played Spider-Man?
Since it came out. When the initial game came out. Yeah.
Okay, so well, how did it feel going back to it after all that time?
Oh, good. I mean, like, I didn't really remember the controls except for the web swinging. I just remembered that. Uh-huh. But other than that, it just felt like I was relearning.
Nice. But yeah, I mean, it gives you a bit of a tutorial, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't just throw you in expecting you to know.
Yeah. No, but I did like it a lot. I liked the ending. What did you think of the end?
I liked it. My only issue with the story is that with the Tinkerer, when she ultimately turns on Miles because she feels like he sold them out. Well, see, he sold her out or whatever. I thought that was like it was just a stupid reason to get mad, because it was like you guys both got kidnapped and Miles literally almost got beat to death. And they'd be like, "Oh, you sold me out!" Like, obviously, I didn't mean for this to happen. Like none of this was intended.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's not like I didn't plan it. Yeah, I agree. I feel like that was I felt like that was a dumb reason as well. Like, yeah, it's like it happened to both of us, not just you.
Yeah, and then she was like, just full heel turn, like,
yeah, legit, like, just like that was her breaking point. Like, no, fuck you, you're stupid.
But that's it. That's the only thing I had to complain about it. Other than that, it's a great little snippet of a game.
Yeah. You know what? I think I'm going to download. I haven't played that in forever. I think I'm going to download it and play it. Have you watched Loki yet?
I watched the first episode, yep.
What'd you think?
It was pretty good. I liked it. I liked what's his name, the Asian guy.
Oh,
from Everything Everywhere All at Once and Indiana Jones.
Yeah, yeah, short round. I can't remember the name. I know who you're talking about, though.
Raymond Lee.
Is that his name?
No.
No, his name's like Quiet. Like, it's like, oh my God, it's like Quan.
No, Raymond is in Everything Everywhere All at Once. That's his name.
That's his name, yeah. Ki Hui Kwan, that's his name.
Oh.
But yeah. He's awesome in everything, though.
What else has he been in?
Indiana Jones and the Goonies.
Well, other than... Okay, but he's a full-blown adult now. He's only been in one movie that I know of now.
Yeah, you know what? Let's see. What else has he been in? Let me see. Let me pull up his IMDb. His movies. Let's see. He has been in... no, that's new. Finding Ohana, 2021. Second Time Around, 2002. Red Pirate, 1997. And see, he was in Encino Man. I didn't know that.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. Yeah. For the most part, after Encino Man, he wasn't really in much. Yeah, not a lot. But either way, he's still awesome.
Yeah.
Let me see here. What else do I got? Yeah, so IGN gave Loki a 5, saying it's without the director, it's kind of it's lost its way.
I thought
it has no direction.
I thought that 5 is for the name for 4 episodes. It was for episodes 1 through 4.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It is episode
1. So. From what I gathered is this first episode is pretty good. All right.
Okay.
Like all Marvel things, the first episode's pretty much always good.
Yeah.
Or promising, at least.
Yeah.
As the story develops, they seem to peter off.
Yeah, that's true. I will agree with that. I need to watch it. I just haven't. I'm gonna sit down and probably watch it like within this next couple of days. I'll just because they've only released 4 episodes, right?
They've only released 1 episode.
Oh, I thought they released. I don't know why I thought they released more.
No, Gen V did 3 episodes on release. That's it.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's normal for Amazon Prime. They do that.
Yeah,
but that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick it up though. I'm gonna go check it out and give her a watch.
It's pretty good. I think Ahsoka is probably the best thing they've had in a while. Even though the last episode kind of like it wasn't that good. It wasn't like a very satisfying ending, right?
Yeah.
But for the most part, that show was really good.
I need to catch up on everything else before I watch Ahsoka. If I need to watch, I haven't watched. Well, do you need to watch Mandalorian for that one? The last season of Mandalorian?
No, you just had to have watched season 2 where she first appeared.
Oh, okay, so I'm good with that.
Oh, you don't even have to have watched. You just need like really Mandalorian is just going to be like, oh, it's that girl from Mandalorian. If you don't know who Ahsoka is, that's basically what it is, and then
okay.
You watch Ahsoka, and it's Rebels.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I'm gonna watch it then.
I'm gonna take a break real quick.
Yeah, you know what? Is it that time?
Yep.
I believe it is that time. Yeah, let's take a quick break and then we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Alrighty.
What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash, none of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com, REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
Welcome back to the Petering Out Podcast. Bah, bah,
bah. And we're back with Morgan. I got to say, I was vibing to that music, the Spotify hold music. I felt like, yeah. You know, like, have you seen that GIF of John Cena who danced with the headphones on?
Oh, yeah.
That's basically what I was doing while I was waiting.
You're just rocking back and forth?
Yep, basically. Let me see here. I got some more shit. More shit to talk about. It's been a crazy, crazy week.
Been a doozy.
Yep. Where did we leave off at? Ubisoft. Five Ubisoft employees were arrested for sexual misconduct investigation.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yeah, so not they weren't just investigated, they weren't fired, they were straight up arrested. Five Ubisoft employees have been arrested after a year-long investigation into separate complaints. 500 Ubisoft employees signed a letter saying that they had seen nothing more than a year of kind words and empty promises and unwillingness to remove known offenders. A bunch of employees, like, so during the investigation, what prompted the investigation was like 500 Ubisoft employees came together saying, hey, you guys promised us shit's going to change. And shit's not changing. It's been a year of you guys talking about change, but nothing changing. The people that were there,
right?
They were known. What did I just say? Known abusers.
Abuse.
Okay. Or known offenders were still there, and like there was no reason to like they weren't trying to get rid of them. They were just letting them do what they do.
Yeah. Like Bobby Kotick is still there. He's still.
I think he just stepped down, right?
I think he's going. I don't know. Maybe he is now, but I think the whole thing was like he was going to remain until the Activision Microsoft deal went through, and then
no. This is Ubisoft.
Oh, Ubisoft. Oh.
Yeah. So yeah. So that's what's funny to me is because I saw the article on Instagram, right? So. The top comment was they want to be Activision so bad. But yeah, so five individuals were arrested. Two of them are is the chief creative officer and the editorial vice president. But they were arrested. Let me see here. Where'd it go? It says what they were for. It was quid pro quo type of sexual harassment, meaning if you do this for me, I'll give you a raise, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so basically, it's I don't know, who knows what kind of stuff. I mean, it could be something as innocent as hey, let's have sex, or let me take you to dinner. That's more innocent than let's have sex.
Yeah.
Let's have dinner and I'll give you or give me a chance, Let me take you out and I'll give you a raise kind of thing. I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm saying that's more innocent than let me bang and I'll give you a raise.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to dinner for a raise than have to.
If you had to pick one, I guess, yeah.
I mean, if you had to. Oh, wow, that rattled my headphones.
You heard that?
I heard that was loud and long. That was a good one.
Yes.
That was a ripper. Oh, that was epic. Because it was right in that, there was that pause, and all of a sudden it was just brrr.
Shit. I thought for sure they wouldn't pick up.
Oh, man. No, it picked up perfectly. It was, like, so
clean. Damn, dude.
It's probably the best audio we've ever recorded. The cleanest audio we've ever picked up on this fucking app.
I didn't even try. It wasn't like I farted into the mic. I just farted. Just
let it go. It just the seat cushion amplified it. That's awesome. So, Cyberpunk Edgerunners, hugely popular, right? I feel like the Edgerunners helped bring back the popularity of the game.
I think it did. Well, yes, it did. It definitely brought it. It definitely kept it alive all this time.
Okay, yeah, I would say, yeah, better. That's a better way to put it.
Finally get the word out that the game has been revamped and stuff, right?
Yeah, that's a better way to put it. Yeah, that they kept it alive. Edrunners kept it alive. So with the popularity of Edrunners, they've been talking about doing more Cyberpunk shows. So it has been leaked that the live action Cyberpunk show is in the works. It's actually actively in development.
A live action Cyberpunk?
Yes, live action.
But is Keanu gonna?
That is the ultimate question, because I feel like if he's not in it, I mean, he doesn't necessarily have to be.
He's too old to be like an actual Johnny Silverhand, though.
Yeah, that's true. But what if it's his? What if it's his story? Like, no, but he's still too old. But I mean, I feel like they could CGI him. I feel like it would work in Cyberpunk, like a CGI fucking
maybe. Maybe. What if they? Yeah. What if he just narrates? What if he just narrates like just stuff going on?
I mean, if as long as it's Keanu, I'm okay with that. Like, he's one of those guys that can do no wrong.
Yeah.
When it comes to like part of the reason I was so pissed off about Cyberpunk being so bad was the fact that Johnny Depp. We were talking about him so much. The Keanu was a part of it. And I was like, man, I don't want this to fucking tarnish Keanu's fucking his reputation. Like, Keanu does fucking great work. And, like I even liked Bill and Ted 3. And that wasn't that good. But Keanu was in it. So, I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, it was good. so it was like one of those things where it's like, man, fuck you, Cyberpunk, for tarnishing Keanu Reeves' image. Because, he's just legit, just a genuinely good dude, right? Like you want to see everything he does succeed just because he's such a good dude.
Yeah, he's such a wholesome dude.
Yeah. And he's been through some shit, man. Like, have you ever heard his backstory?
No. I think, didn't his wife die or something?
I think it was a girlfriend, but I think it was like his parents died.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. Let me see here. So, River Phoenix was one of his best friends. So that's one of his fucking one of his best friends. Basically, one of his best friends died in front of him.
Who's River Phoenix? That sounds familiar.
Joaquin Phoenix's older brother, I believe. He was a huge actor in the 80s.
What was he in? Something notable?
He was in. Have you ever seen Stand By Me?
I think I have, yeah.
The one, it's, let me see. He's been
the in some kids, things. And they're on a train track and they find a dead body?
Yes. Okay. He was in that. He was in Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade. He played young Indiana Jones. He was in Sneakers. He was in a ton of movies. Explorers. Fucking, what else? I'm trying to think of something that you would have seen. A thing called Love. Sneakers and Stand By Me were probably two of his biggest.
And never heard Sneakers, but
Sneakers is good. Sneakers, it's a he's a computer hacker. Or no, he's not a computer hacker, but there's a group of specialists who test. Like, they go to different companies and just test. Their whole thing is they go into different companies and it's like a high school kind of. and like one of them gets framed for murder. It's a really good movie.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, like, but he was this like he was this up and coming star. He was in everything. It was kind of like when Heath Ledger died. You know what I mean? Like he had these, like he had a bunch of movies, but all of a sudden he had hit his streak.
Yeah, he was just starting to get big.
Yeah. And so, and like, so River Phoenix. So I don't know. Have you ever heard Corey Feldman talking about the? Yeah, Corey Feldman talking about his past, about the, you know, cocaine and all the drugs he used to do as a child actor.
Uh-huh.
Well, that all started, I guess, for him, it all started on the set of Stand By Me because River Phoenix was giving him coke.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So River Phoenix died from heroin and cocaine.
Was River Phoenix as weird as Joaquin?
You know what? I don't remember. Because I was pretty young. I just knew that he was...
Was Joaquin Phoenix always weird, or, like, did he just get weird, like, in the last, like, few years? Or couple of, like, 10 years or something?
I feel like it was more within the last couple of years he got weird.
Uh-huh.
Because remember he was doing... he did that... What was that? Where he was, like, he quit acting to be a DJ or some shit?
Did he? Oh.
Remember, but it turned out it was just like a... It was just like a
method acting thing.
Yeah, no. It was like he was filming a documentary about like what it would be like to be a DJ instead of being an actor. But he had told the world like everything. Like, I don't know. I'm retired from acting. I'm done acting. Like he legit told everyone he was done from acting. He was actually turning down roles because he was doing this shit.
Yeah,
and everyone believed him. Okay, so Keanu Reeves' tragic past: stillborn daughter. Then his girlfriend died right after that.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah. His parents passed away like right before that. Like it's like he had like it was just like tragedy after tragedy, like just everything. Like, so he's been through some shit.
Yeah.
I feel like that's part. Like I feel like you have to go through something like that to like for him to be the way he's such a good person.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to have hit some kind of rock bottom where you've been to the point where it's like, fuck everything.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, wouldn't you would think that sometimes you would think someone like that would become bitter.
I mean, right? you could go either way with it, yeah.
You would either go bitter or you'd be just, like, a really, like, down-to-earth person, right?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I feel like it either makes you or breaks you. You can go one way and be, like, just this terrible, bitter person, or you can... fucking use it to make yourself a better person because right. you know how like what it's like to be that shit on my life.
Yeah,
I like to think I would go the Keanu route.
I don't know. I'd probably be bitter, to be honest.
You think so? What were you saying?
No, go ahead. As much as I like to be like, oh, I'm a good person, I'd probably be bitter as shit. Yeah.
I mean, I can see that, but I mean, I think with me. Like, I haven't been through, like, crazy tragedy like that, but I've been through some shit. But, like, I've come out as a better person on the other side.
Right.
Like, I feel like I try to spread more positivity in the world than I do. Like, yeah, I complain and I talk shit sometimes, but I think I feel like I try to spread more positivity than negativity.
Yeah.
Like, I was reading, like, this is not a gauge for being a good person or not, but I read an article about how it should be a gauge for being a good person or not. And this is something I just always do because it's a pet peeve of mine. Is they're saying that if you want to know if you're a good person, when you go to the supermarket or grocery store or whatever, right, and you get all your groceries out of the shopping cart, do you take the shopping cart back to the stall or do you just leave it somewhere?
To the stall.
Okay, so see, you're a good person.
Well, that's a stupid method for being a good person. That's just common decency.
I agree. But see, that's the thing. It's like, because the way people are nowadays, common decency shit like that isn't common decency anymore. People don't care. People are so selfish and about themselves now. Everyone thinks they're the main character. So it's like, I'm gonna put this fucking card back.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's like kind of a lot of main character syndrome out there nowadays.
Yeah. Did you see this trailer for this fucking Souls like I sent you guys? It's Crab Souls like. It's a Crab Souls like one. Yes.
Yeah.
That looks fucking awesome. legit might fucking get a fucking PC to run that, to play that.
Yeah, it just looks funny that you could, it's just an accessibility option to throw a gun on your back.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it just one shots everything.
You're like, ah, I give up. Gun to the face.
Yep. You know what? Vader would have got a gun to the face.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was so close.
He was tough. He took me a long time, too.
But yeah, that one looks fucking epic.
Did I mention on the show last week that I beat Liza P, or was that off record?
You know what? That's a good question. I think you said it on the air. I could be wrong, though.
I don't remember, but if I didn't, I beat it, and the game's good.
I'm pretty sure Player 2 got it, so I might mm-hmm. I might pick it. I might check it out and play it. But
about as close you can get to a sequel to Bloodborne almost.
Okay.
Which was super good in my opinion. Well, in a lot of people's opinions.
Bloodborne, yeah, yeah.
Greatest games of all time.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people do praise that game.
Yeah. It's a little jankier than, like, say a FromSoft game. Like, FromSoft is so polished in most things it does. It's a little bit jankier though when it comes to like visceral attacks and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna have to check it out though. I'm gonna have to check it out. When does Invincible come out? Season 2?
I don't know. I think it doesn't come out till next year. Beginning of next
year. Motherfucker, they just teased us with that Adam Eve episode and
yeah, or maybe it comes out in November. I don't know.
I hope it comes out soon. The creator says every episode of season 2 has a post-credit scene.
The post-credit, yeah. Did season 1 have any post-credits or no?
I feel like they did, but I can't remember. I need to go back and watch it.
I don't think they did. I want to say no.
Maybe they didn't. We just never watched it. We just never watched any of them. I'm gonna check. So CD Projekt Red has confirmed they are working on Cyberpunk 2. That they're not, it's not announced, it's not, but they are in, how can I say, concept phase. That so it's gonna be a thing, they're gonna make it, they just don't, it's just they're talking about it at the moment.
Uh-huh.
And so right now one of the things they're going back and forth is, should it be first person or third person
for a Cyberpunk sequel?
Yeah, I would like to see a third person personally.
Third person, yeah, probably. I feel like RPGs just don't translate well in first person anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like it takes you out of it more because when you're first person, it is supposed to be like you're the person.
Yeah.
But I feel better when I'm like outside looking in, looking at my character, and I'm just role playing that character versus role playing myself as that character.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I feel like there's more immersion, and I feel like with Baldur's Gate, you're creating your own character, right?
Right.
And like when you're creating your own character, it feels more like, okay, this is me. Whereas like with Cyberpunk, you're V. Yes, uh-huh. You create the character, you can make V look however you want, but like I'm not V.
Yeah.
And so in that instance, I feel like a third person, like I would feel more, how can I say, more of a connection because I'm not trying to pretend that I'm V. I'm not, but I, at the same time, I can also argue that maybe you're watching it as a brain lens.
But so you're saying as an argument for first person?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like you're not watching it as a brain dance. You're playing it.
Yeah, true.
You can't. You're not role playing a brain dance of a guy watching brain dances, are you?
No, you're not. Yeah, no.
I'm role playing a role play, dog.
I heard you like to role play.
We're giving you a role play within a role play. Well, a role play game.
Exactly. Oh, man. Okay, so. Yeah, I would prefer third person, though. Like, I was hoping the first one was going to be in third person, just because I feel like The Witcher's gameplay was so clean and so well done. I feel like they could have done that. Like, the gunplay would have been a little different, but I still feel like it would have been doable. It would have been good. I feel like it could have been, like, GTA style, you know?
I wouldn't think GTA style, honestly. Honestly, when I think of a cyberpunk, and if it were in third person, it would probably be more like Gears of War-ish.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
I don't know. I don't know why, but like just when I think of a third person, if that were to be in cyberpunk, it would be like that.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Like rolling around, and then you're like dashing around with the fucking cyberware and all that shit. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. See, and that's the thing too, is like because you have all these attachments, because you have like that. How cool would that fucking dash look, or that double jump? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't get to see it all because you're seeing it from first person. But seeing it from third person, like, imagine, like, they did in Edge Runners, how he has that, there's that echo when he moves.
Yeah.
Like, you could do that shit in third person.
Yeah, that would look a lot cooler.
Yeah. I feel like visually it would be a lot better. Let me see here. I have some movie more. Oh, here. They're talking about the sequel to the Matt Reeves Batman with Cedric Diggory.
Sorry, say that again?
They're talking about a sequel to the Matt Reeves Batman. That's still going to be part of, I guess, the DCEU. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's going to... See, I feel like that's one of DC's problems. It's like, okay, like the Joker's great. The Joker's a great fucking movie. Love that movie. They're doing the sequel. Awesome. But that has nothing to do with the DCEU.
Yeah, they need to, like, I don't know if they need to consolidate. They either need to consolidate or just, like,
do them on individually.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think.
It's so weird. Everything's so confusing with what's going on with DC.
Yeah. It's like, is the Matt Reeves Batman, or are they going to bring in someone else and that's going to be Batman for the Justice League, or, like, how are they going to do that?
Yeah.
Because that Batman definitely won't fit the style of what they were trying to do with the Justice League. Right?
What do you mean?
Like, do you think the Cedric Diggory Batman would fit in with, like, say, like the oh my God, what?
And Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
Saying, I guess not.
I feel like he's too,
he's a little too brooding.
Yeah. But I feel like Ben Affleck was too... See, I feel like, to me, that Batman was more closer to who Batman is as a character.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Ben Affleck.
So, I mean, it's just one of those things where... Well, no, I say Batfleck is a better Bruce Wayne.
I thought he was fine as Batman too.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like he was still.
I mean, he is like a, what is it, in Batman vs. Superman? He is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
But I think for the most part, if they could just get good writing for him, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it's a game problem.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. I mean, story wise, I just feel like. Like I said, I feel like Batfleck's Bruce Wayne was better than his Batman, story-wise. Because, like you said, I feel like there was not much difference between Bruce Wayne and Batman for Batfleck.
Okay.
Whereas, like, they're supposed to be two different personalities, where he's supposed to be this laughing playboy, you know, he's supposed to be that.
Uh-huh.
But Batman's supposed to be dark. He's supposed to be brooding. He's supposed to be... He is justice. He's not... He doesn't joke around.
Well, then, wouldn't you say that Christian Bale would be the best then? Because doesn't he do that? He does both pretty good.
I feel like I feel like his Playboy one, like, it was too forced. I don't know. Maybe. But I don't know. No, Bale did a good job. Like, to me, those are the two top. I mean, to me, they even beat... oh God! Why am I going blank on his name now? The first one,
Adam West?
No, not Adam West. Oh my God, George Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton. Yeah.
Speaking of which, have you seen The Flash yet?
No, I've been meaning to, and it's one of those things like I can't. I don't know, for some reason I can't bring myself to watch it. Yeah. I pulled it up. I had it on the menu, and then like literally. So on Saturday, sat down in the living room, pulled up Hobo Max, and was going to watch it. And then I looked down and my PlayStation controller was right there, and I just picked up my PlayStation controller.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'd rather hard to argue with the PlayStation controller when you have a pile of shit as the other option.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, but it's a fun watch. It's not like, it's not Eternals bad.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know that.
Is that?
Shit! I just farted now too, and it did, you did it. You didn't hear it, but it. It's a good thing we're doing a remote because, whoo, that was bad. But so the reason I bring up the sequel, they're talking about the villain, and a lot of people were talking about it might be the Joker because of that Easter egg at the end. It looks like what they're going to be doing is they're going to be doing Hush. Which I think is fucking perfect for that fucking style of Batman.
Mm-hmm. Who's Hush? I'm not familiar.
Hush is Tommy Elliot, or Thomas, but Bruce called him Tommy. They were childhood best friends. And so basically, Bruce Wayne lost his parents to murder. Thomas Elliot, or Tommy, murdered his parents. No, he murdered his parents to try to get their fortune.
Okay.
And Thomas Wayne didn't, Thomas Wayne didn't catch Tommy trying to kill his parents, but he saved the parents. And so Hush, he does catch him because he goes to jail and he blames, like he has a grudge against the Wayne family. So he hates Bruce Wayne. He hates the Wayne family. He hates everything there is to go. And so he becomes a villain called Hush, and he wears bandages to disguise himself. And so I feel like it fits more because the Matt Reeves Batman is more of a mystery thriller as opposed to an action Batman, right?
Yeah.
And so I feel like that would fit better, that genre of, who the hell is this guy? What is he doing? Why is he going after Bruce Wayne? Why is he going after
Knight? The Arkham Knight's going to be the villain.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I feel like the Hush is a better villain for this type of Batman.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I guess that'd be cool. Pretty cool. Although you would think that it is weird that they would tease the Joker, right?
Yeah, but I feel like because,
but I think he was poorly received.
I agree. I think he was too. I feel like that Joker should have been the Riddler, and I feel like they need to find somebody else for the Joker.
It's just the design for the Joker that they went with. Like his teeth, literally, his lips are gone.
Yeah, he's all mutated and shit. I mean, which they're going with a more literal translation of the Joker because the Joker, like, he falls into the chemical pit and becomes the Joker. But I mean, they could. Yeah, I mean,
gross. No one wants to look at that for 2 hours.
That's very true. That's very, very true. Speaking of gross, so Blumhouse, founder and CEO Jason Blum, has restated that the Spawn reboot is being directed by Todd McFarlane, and it is scheduled for a theatrical release in 2025. So it's still happening. It's not. It hasn't been shelved. It hasn't been postponed indefinitely, like some of the rumors. It's happening, and it's currently scheduled for a 2025 release.
Oh, really? So they haven't even, like, filmed it or anything?
No, not yet. But the fact that it's Blumhouse gets me hyped because I'm hoping at Halloween Horror Nights we're going to have a spawn maze. Tell me that wouldn't be epic.
Yeah, it would be.
Oh, man, that would be so fucking cool. Demons and fucking Spawn. Malbolgia, that's who you were thinking of last week when we were talking about Spawn and Call of Duty.
The clown guy? Mm-mm.
The demon, because remember you were thinking about the demon name? And he, because the clown turns into the Violator? You were like, yeah. No, yeah, there's another demon name. And I think you were thinking of Malbolgia, which is the main demon that fights Spawn.
But he's like the fat clown.
No. The fat clown turns into the Violator. Malbolgia looks like Violator, but like he's bigger. He's
just like no. There's a name for the fat clown guy.
Is it? I'm gonna look it up right now.
Pretty sure. There's a name before he turns into the Violator.
Let me see here. Violator spawn clown. Let's see here. All three? No, he's just the clown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fictional history biography. Yeah, Violator. He works for Malbolgia, to the cultivating souls for Hell's Army. His disguise is that of a clown. He's just the clown.
Oh, I thought he had a name. Oh, well.
Yeah. Oh, well. Deadpool 3. We got some Deadpool 3 news. Carl Urban is supposedly going to be playing Wolverine, an alternate Wolverine, in Deadpool 3.
And so is Daniel Radcliffe.
So it looks like we're going to be in some multiverse of madness action going on here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's killing the Fox universe.
That's what I'm thinking too. I think he's killing off all. I think it's going to be kind of like a, not necessarily the TVA, but it's going to be something like that where he's just like, there's all these other fucking timelines and they all need to die.
Yeah, and he's just killed them, yeah.
Yeah.
What if that's what it is? Loki recruits him at the end. At the end of Loki season 2, he recruits Deadpool.
Oh, shit.
You gotta kill all these fucking timelines, bro. They're going crazy.
Yeah, that would be fucking...
While everyone's handling Kang, we need someone to deal with the multiverse. This is going haywire.
That would be fucking epic. That would be fucking awesome. Yep, I'm good with that. So, Loki gets 10 out of 10 just because of that. He gets 2 chocolate milks now.
If they do that?
Mm-hmm. Two things have to happen in Loki season 2 for me to give it 2 chocolate milks.
What?
Mobius needs a jet ski, and Deadpool needs... Loki needs to hire Deadpool. Need
to contract Deadpool, yeah.
Yeah, so... I hope they're listening. You know what? Disney's probably listening right now. So I'll tell you, I was tripping out when I opened up the app. If you open up the podcast app, when you go and look at it, let me see, here it is. So our analytics kind of blew up. We are in the top 10 most searched on since Spotify only. We were in the top 10 most searched. I don't know if it's a glitch. I don't know
why is everybody searching us?
I have no idea. But we had over in the last 30 days we've had 1,800 searches.
Sick. And how many views?
Huh?
How many views though?
The views? Our total views is not high. It's not that high.
But let's say that last episode where we got that pop. How many views?
6.
Nice. Translate.
Oh, yeah. let me see if it shows up. No, okay, no. I think, no, that's October 1st. For whatever reason, October 1st was our biggest day.
Oh, really?
Yep. That was, this is the last 7 days. Last 30 days.
What was that?
Yeah.
9?
Huh? October 1st, we had 15 plays total across all our episodes. 1,800 people searching for us, but only 15 of them listen to us.
Yeah, we're clearly not what they're looking for.
That's not what we're looking for. There must be another press start they're looking for.
Yeah.
I think on that note, let's go ahead and wrap this up. That being said, don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart. I don't think, do we even post shit on Facebook anymore? I think everything on Instagram gets auto posted there, but on Instagram at The Real Press Start, on Twitters at Real Press Start, and on TikTok at The Real Press Start. Like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your podcasts. And on that note, game over. No more questions. Weehoo.